Okay, I wanted to, we started last week a little bit with the Shulben Levi, and I looked a little bit more into it, and it's really, really fascinating, because it's a figure that we don't really know much about, and he's very, very important, very pivotal. Now, why am I speaking about him? Because we spoke about the people in the transition, the Amoraim or Tanoim slash Amoraim, somewhere in between. Now, we know that the Av Bezin, when Rabbeinu HaKadosh dies, so he says, I want the Av Bezin to be Rabbi Chanina. It's he, listen, I want the Av Bezin to be Rabbi Chanina. So he said he had his two sons, one should be the Nasi, one should be the Av Bezin, but I want Chanina Bachama to be in charge, to be the head of the academy. Rabbi Chanina was not part of the family, I wanted to be in charge. Rabbi Chanina was de facto, he was running the affairs from a religious perspective, Rosh Hashiva in the academy of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi in the Galil. Now, Rabbi Chanina Bachama, by the way, is Om Rabbi Yehuda, Om Rabbi Chanina, Tamlich HaChomim, Ma'am Shalom, Boi Lom, Shnei Bavu, we say every day, that's Rabbi Chanina. He is not really an Amora, not really a Tana either, but he's not really an Amora. He's somewhere in between. The first generation of Amoraim are Rav and Shmuel in Bavel, Rabbi Yochanan, and afterwards Rish Lakish in Eretz Yisrael. So this is somewhere in between, the transitional period, takeover after Rabbeinu HaKadosh, but not quite Amoraim. Now, at the same time of Rabbi Chanina, which is in the Galil, you have Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Heard of him? Yeshua ben Levi. You just hear him all the time. And he was in the Darom, in Lud, in the south area. Matter of fact, if you look over here, number two on the sheet, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, both together, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Alam Kumei Antu Pisa de Kisarim. They go meet the Roman general in Caesarea. You have it? Right? Chamtun, he saw them, becoming Kumei, and he stands up in front of them, Amulei, and they tell him, Min kumo ilan yudoi at koin, why are you standing up in front of Jews? Amalan, he says, Apen de malachim chamis, I'm looking at faces of angels. What am I showing is that the two big gedolim of that generation is Rebbe Chanina, who we know took over the academy of Rebbe in the Galil, and Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi in the south, in the Darom, and these are the two gedolim ador. So Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi also, I claim, is not really an Amara. He's not really a Tana. He's also from that same generation, the in-between stage. Now, what is he really? I don't really know, because on the one hand, number one, in the Mishnah of us, Mishnah only quotes Tanoim. So the Mishnah of us says, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, number one, B'chol yom v'yom, v'askal v'yetzim ha'chayev, u'machez, v'me'az o'elem, v'riz v'albani shaltero. So clearly, he must be in the Tana, because he's quoted in the Mishnah. Anybody quoted in the Mishnah is a Tana. Rabbi Shuman Levi. Now that Mati, but I saw somewhere. Perkbov. Yeah, but Perkbov is all Tanoim, right? Shonu Rav Meir, Belashon HaMishnah. It's all Tanoim. Nobody in Mishnah is quoted.
It's written later.
I know it's written later, but all Tanoim. For example, the last Mishnah in Uktin, Lahanchel Oy Havayesh, is also Rabbi Shuman Levi. So Rabbi Shuman Levi clearly is quoted in the Mishnah almost like a Tana. Not only that, I saw somewhere that Amoraim have their signon, their way of talking. Right, Abaya, Rava, Rav Shmuel, Rech and Yishlakish, they all talk the Gemara in a certain way, right? Analytical. Tanoim are much more brief. The brevity of the language, Tanoim. Rabbi Shulman Levi, you'll always find him brief. The brevity, he almost speaks like a Tana. And it's true. Remember you told me a few times, yeah, we had another member of Rabbi Shulman Levi. All he says is members.
I can't find anything but members so far.
Right, only but members, because he speaks like a Tana. So on the one hand, Right, Shkolim the first up, and all over Shas. Shul Levi, the thing said of Shul Levi, again, a memra. It's sayings that he said, that's like the Tanaim speak. So on one hand, he's a Tana. On the other hand, the Gemara says clearly not like that. The Gemara says, number 1a, the Gemara has a whole question on Safik Tuma Bishus Arabim, and Safik Tuma Bishus Ayachid, the whole question. So the Gemara says, so let's find proof to the Shita. So Gemara says, number 1a, Vahika Adam Rabbi Shulman Levi, isn't there a statement from Rabbi Shulman Levi of Rabbana Vihipila, Mevia Kaba Menechal, Halecha Rabbi Goshim, Rabbi Goshim Lad Mali El Yaladon, which means the statement that he says that if a woman gives birth next to a river, and then we're not sure if it's a child or not a child, we follow the right, and therefore it's a Safek Tumah, Mishus Rabbim Tar, all that. So again, a statement from Rabbi Shulman Levi, and we bring a raya from this statement. So clearly the halacha is like that. So the Gemara answers, no, don't bring a raya from Rabbi Shulman Levi. Masnisin kamrinon, shmaitze loy kamrinon. I want a proof from a Mishnah, not from a shmaitze. Look in Rashi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amoyrohu. Ushleishim kem Rabbi Yechon, Mishnah Braisheim, which means the statement of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he's only an Amoyra. He's not a Tana, he's not a Mishnah, he's not a Braisa. So clearly the Gemara calls him an Amoyra, not a Tana. So the one hand we find him in Ovis as a Tana, another place we find him, Rashi says Amoyra. Then Taisa says, no, but 1b, the Kaimalon Halacha Kedivre HaMekel Be'eruv, we paskin always like the one that's Mekel in Erevin, Kid Pasik Rebbe Shulman Levi, like Rebbe Shulman Levi himself says, the Kaimalon Kavosei Legabi Yechonom, and we always paskin like Rebbe Shulman Levi, even against Rebbe Yechonom. Now Rebbe Yechonom is the first generation of the Amoraim, but nevertheless, no, Rebbe Shulman Levi, we paskin like him above Rebbe Yechonom. So therefore, I think that, you know, exactly. What I'm saying is, he's not really a Tana, but clearly he's not one of the Amoraim that, okay, we pass it like him or like him. No, Rabbi Shulman Levi is in a league by itself. And if I call it the league of the Chdoy HaMa'aval, the transitional period between the Tanaim, the last of Tanaim is Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and all the part of the Chabura of Rebbe, maybe even Rebbe Chia, right, from the was almost like a Tana, that's that league. And then you have the Amoraim, which is Rav, Shmuel, Rebbe Yechon, Shlokish. Even though Rav, we have Tanu Polik. I know, but clearly Rav is an Amoraim, right? When Machlik is Rav and Shmuel, we pass him Rav in certain cases, Shmuel in other cases, so clearly he's an Amoraim. And then Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi and Rebbe Chanina, we don't really pass him like him because I don't think he comes that often in Gemaras. But Yeshua ben Levi does have Shitas, and then we clearly pass him like him. So that's like the Dor HaMavar, the transitional league, the transitional area, and that's why Stewie calls him, you know, senior Amora. Whatever you want to call minor Tana, senior Amora, it's the same. It's semantics. That's Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and he's somewhere in between. Clearly, he lives in the time period after Rabbi dies, in the year 220, 230, right? That's when he lives, and he is the next generation, but he's still part of the old generation, and he's the leader of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael before Bavel, together with Rabbi Chanina. Now, that we said this.
The fact that he's in Lod, is that permanent disadvantage?
So there's some that want to say that he's in Lod, so clearly he's not in Rebbe's academy, Rebbe's quarters in the Galil, right? Now,
well,
I don't know if anybody.
Well, the action was in the Galil.
What?
All the action's going on in the Galil.
Correct, all the action's going on in the Galil. But I don't want to say, I know the Shuvah Lady is any less than anybody else, I mean, because he's, you know, someone, all the Bible historians, all the, you know, non-religious historians that say, yeah, there was a schism between the South and between the North and the Lewis people and the Galil. There's no proof to that. You know, I can say from today till tomorrow. There's no proof to that at all. We don't find anywhere that there's any, you know, any difference of Shitas or any non-acceptance of the Sanhedrin, which clearly at that time was operational. The Sanhedrin was operational in Beis Sharim and Galil, right?
Where did they come up with that then?
What?
Where did they come up with that then?
You know, they say different Lud, and he was from the Chachmei Adorim, and they had their own Shita. Perhaps, I don't know, maybe yes, maybe no. Clearly, Rabbi Shuvah Levi also learned by Rabbi, and he clearly is part of the Chachamim, and, you know, Rabbi Yechim and Rish Lakish, who are clearly Talmidim from the house of Rabbi, and they also Talmidim of Rabbi Shuvah Levi, and they're all part of it, so I don't see that. No, I'm not the name to say that.
Maybe we have very short, very short statements, maybe it's only because of transmitting information with that difficult
thing.
I'm just theory.
No, Tanoim also gave short statements.
Style.
That's the style. Style of the Tanoim is like that. Right? Yeah. You don't see the Amoraim, no, they expand and at length the whole Gemara is Amoraim. Tanoim is not like that, it's the Mishnah. So Rabbi Shulman Levi, though he might technically be an Amoraim, Rashi says he is, clearly he's in the style of the Tanoim, and the way I understand it is he's from that transitional generation. Now, one thing which I found, and we started last week a little bit about it, Stuart, this is fascinating, that Rabbi Shua ben Levi is known as a very, you know, he's obviously the Gadol, together with Rabbi Chanina, but a very mystical person. Very mystical. A lot of stories throughout Shas that we have with Eliyahu HaNavi is Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Eliyahu HaNavi were partners, study partners, chavrusas just about. The Gemara says the stories about him, chavrusas. And a lot of mysticism we have, you know, Rabbi Shulman Levi, and he's almost straddling these worlds with the upper worlds. Similar, and we said this last week, and we'll see how much similarities are between that and that. Similar to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, in the time of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, you had Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, and all the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Meir, all the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he was in his own league, right? In the upper world, the Zoya, everything, mystical, mysticism, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And Rabbi Shimon Levi, you find the same thing in the world of mystics, in the world of Eliyahu Navi, and there's so many, matter of fact, there's a whole medrash, the Kolbay, which is a halacha sefer, brings down Maisa the Rabbi Shua ben Levi. He has a whole siman about stories about Rabbi Shua ben Levi. We're going to see it all about Olam Haba, Gehenim, Gan Eden, because Rabbi Shua ben Levi is one of the few people that went to the other side and came back and told us about what it's like on the other side, and he's brought down the Kolbay, brings down the whole story, what Gehenim, what Gan Eden is, from Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And we'll see that, it's fascinating. And we'll see at the end of his life, he almost, he meets up with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Gemara says that at the end of his life, when he dies, Rabbi Shimon Bar Levi, and he goes to Canaan, he meets up with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Gemara puts a connection to it. So, if you wonder what Rabbi Shimon Bar Levi was, obviously he was a Gadol and at the same time Rabbi Hanina, but he was more the one that at least the Gemara points him out as being the one in the upper worlds with all these mystical and all the things like that. So just to show you quickly, the threes, 3A and 3B, is all about his acquaintances with Eliyahu Navi. For example, number three, we did last week, Ula ben Kisho, there was a fellow, Ula ben Kisho, Tavate Malchuse. So the government was looking for him, the Romans were looking for him, must have been did something capital punishment, did something wrong. Come, he got up, Bo'orak l'gabarim shuv ben Levi. Lelud, so he ran to Rabbi Shimon Levi's town in Lud. Lud is in the south. Shodal Pardiske Basre, so they send the army after him. So Itpale Rabbi Shimon Levi, so he was hiding in town. Rabbi Shimon Levi went over to him. Upaise, and he convinced him, appeased him. Vamle told him, Mutav Delikel Hu Gavre, Lanerish Tibur Al Yode. Now it's better that you sacrifice yourself and you give yourself up and they kill you rather than the whole town gets killed out because of you, because they're ready to kill out the entire Lud. You are a fugitive, and they don't know Chachma is the Romans, they're going to kill out the entire town. So give yourself up. So sure enough, he fires Levi Avin Ale. So he agreed, he convinced him, and he gave himself up. So have become Ishtoye Lo Eliyahu Bahadeh. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Eliyahu Navi, when the Gemara says, have become Ishtoye Eliyahu Bahadeh. Eliyahu was a regular to him. Which Eliyahu we talk about? Eliyahu Navi. Have become Ishtoye Eliyahu Bahadeh. Like, we're supposed to know that, obviously. Have become Ishtoye Eliyahu Bahadeh. Well, have become Ishtoye Eliyahu Bahadeh. Eliyahu ben Navi is a regular to him. So Kivan David Achi, once he did this and he gave over this person, he stopped coming. So Tzom Alei Talting Yomi, so Shuv Levi davened for 30 days, fasted for 30 days, Mischazalei, and he reappeared. Amalei, so he turns to Eliyahu Navi and tells him, my time if Gama, why did you delay? Why did you tarry? Why did you not stop coming? Amalei, so he told him, V'chichaver ani le'moiseras, am I going to be part, a friend, with somebody who's a moiser? Somebody who rats out another Jew, gives up another Jew? I'm not going to do that. Amalei turns to Eliyahu Navi and says, what do you mean? V'loi masnisi he, doesn't the Mishnah tell us? Siyosh ibn Adam, that if they come and they want a certain person, you have to give, they don't say anybody specific, you can't give up. But they say, we want that person, so that person becomes a roidev, he's liable, because of him, they're going to kill the whole town, then you have to give him up. The Mishnah says, you have to give it up. Says Eliyahu Navi, Oman, he says, v'chi Mishnas chasidim hi? Is that the way tzaddikim act? Somebody else should have done it, but not you. And therefore, I didn't want to come back to you. The Eliyahu Navi was a regular by Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. 3b, which I think also puts it a little bit more together, look at number 3b. Eliyahu Zocher L'Tov, Eliyahu Navi, him we know it is, Eliyahu Navi Zocher L'Tov, V'Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, and Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, have Yasrin Tanin Bechado. Seems that they were learning together. Yasrin, they were sitting, Tanin, learning Bechado together. Mitoin Shmua min Reb Shimon ben Yochai. So they got to a statement from Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Rashbi. Amri, so they said, Hamar de Schweitzer, nailed in the shiling. Well, we don't know what he means, so let's go ask him. I guess we learn Chavush with Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Let's go ask Reb Shimon ben Yochai to the answer what he means to say. So all Eliyahu Zocher L'Tov L'Gabei, so Reb Shimon ben Yochai cannot do that, but Eliyahu Navi went up to Shimon ben Yochai, maybe went to Meron. So And Shulben Yechai asks him, Amalei asks him, Man Imach, who is with you? Amalei says, Yo, Navi says, Gadol Hadar, Rabbi Yeshua and Ben Levi. I have the Gal Hadar with me. So you see, if Eliyahu Navi calls him Gal Hadar, right? Somebody we have to learn about. He's the Gal Hadar in this transitional stage. This is the Gal Hadar of Yeshua Ben Levi. He's here with me trying to figure out. I'm here with me. So he asks him, Amalei asks him, Nirasa Keshas B'yamav, was the rainbow seen in his generation? Amalei Hain, he said, yes. He said, Amalei said, Im Nira Kesh B'yamav, Lesu Kedai L'mach Misavar Apoi. In other words, if the rainbow did appear in his generation, then he's not worthy to come in, then I can't give him the answer, he can't come and see me. Now, the Gemara says at the end, it was not true. There was no Keshas. The Gemara says, two generations, the Keshas was not seen, the rainbow was never seen. Epshim Vayichai, and a generation of Shulben Levi. Just he was so humble, so he said, no, that's what he told Eliyahu Navi, no, of course. And the Gemara says it later on, we'll see the other Gemara, where he didn't want to admit that the rainbow was never seen. But he is the one that Eliyahu Navi calls him, oh yeah, he's the Gadol Hadar. So again, I find it fascinating because you see Eliyahu Navi with Rabbi Shulben Levi at the kever of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, where they meet, because that's, so to speak, you know, the Rebbe, when it comes to these things, and Rabbi Shulben Levi lives 100 years later, follows in those footsteps. There's another Gemara, and I think that leads into the next part, which is two Gemaras, the Gemara and a Medrash. The Gemara says, famous Gemara, Ki hod Rabbi Yosef berei de Rabbi Shulben ben Levi. Rabbi Yosef was the son of Rabbi Shulben ben Levi, chalash, became sick, v'snagit, and he was hovering between life and death. What was that?
Famous
Gemara. You learned the Pesachim. Ki hodar, but we didn't know it was Rabbi Shulben ben Levi. And now it's a significant. What?
Kinda.
Now you know who it is. Kihoda, when he came back from, you know, he had like, what was it called? He came back from the dead. They thought he was dead. What was it called? Clinically dead. So he was clinically dead. Kihoda, when he came back, Amalei Yavuas, his father tells him, My Chazus, what did you see? Amalei tells him, Oilam Hafuch Ro'isi, famous Gemara. I saw the world, the next world, upside down. Elyonim Lamata, V'tachtonim Lamala. Those that are Elyonim, those that are up, you know, VIPs in this world, I see them over there, they're all in the bottom. And those over here who are nobody, schleppers, I see them in the next world on top. Tells his father, Abba, I saw an upside down world. It doesn't make sense. So he tells him, Amalei, he tells him, Bini, no. Oilam Bohu Ha'isa. You saw a clear world. That's the real world. This is all fake. This is not real. You think people are there, important people, eh? Uh-uh. You'll see the next world, it's the opposite. So then he asks him, Vanan Hechi Osam, and where are we over there? He asks him. In other words, he asks his son, okay, what about us? Where do we fit in over there? So he says, Ki Hechi Deisu Anan Ocha, Hechi Asim Hasam. We're the same. What we are over here, we're over there. Now for us, it's not Olam Hafuch Oisi. And then he tells him, Vishamat, is a very important statement, and I heard, if he tells his father, I heard they were saying over there, in that world, Ashrei Misha Bolakan V'Talmudei B'Yodai. I heard them saying in that world, and his son had this vision, and I heard him saying that, oh, praise the one that come over here, meaning to the next world, V'Talmudei B'Yodai, and his learning is in his pocket. Meaning, we have to do something in this world, we have to learn in order to get over there. But you see already, Rabbi Shulben ben Levi's son, you know, has this vision. Now, I don't know if that was what spurred Rabbi Shulben Levi. Rabbi Shulben Levi was obviously Eliyahu Navi, so he decided, and the next Gemara is the same thing, by the way. The next Gemara is the Medrash, almost sounds the same. Rabbi Yasha, Ba'abareid Rabbi Shua. In other words, Rabbi Yasha, remember the Gemara Rabbi Yasha? These Gemara quotes him once in a while. Rabbi Yasha is a grandson of Rabbi Shulben Levi, and the same thing. Nishtakash Lejem B'Chalioi, he goes 3 days in the sickness, he gets sick, and after 3 days he gets better, and his father asks him, Amalei Aviv, Hein Havis, where were you? In other words, you were out of it, where were you? Amalei Zetam, Ba'im Eilam Ura V'yisi, I was in an upside down mixed world. Amalei tells him, Umacha Misa Tamon, what do you see over there? And Amalei tells him, Habe B'nei Adam V'yisi, I saw many people, Kam B'Kavayt, here they honored roll, V'sham B'Zayim, and there they're the opposite. Similar story, almost the same story, but with the grandson. But the Medrash goes further. Katshamu Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, this is news. So Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish heard this. Remember, Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, the next generation, much younger.
Perfect.
Perfect, I know. So Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish heard this. They went to visit, you know, they heard there was something going on. They want to hear what's going on. So they went to visit Rabbi Shua ben Levi's grandson. Amalain, Avua, so the father, the grandfather said, Shematin ma'omba hadin meinuka, must have been a young kid. So he heard what the little child said. Amrilei ma, what was it, Omar? Tanin min of this, he told him what happened. So Zaka says, the potzik beferish. Rabbi Yechanan says, Ilu la elisya l'shmoya davazeh, die. Wow, he says. Just to hear this, that's amazing. In other words, they wanted to hear that somebody actually came back from the dead, or came back from the vision, what he saw over there. Now, I don't know if that spurred it. I don't know what happened over there exactly. But the Kolboy brings down, and that's the whole simon in the Kolboy. The Kolboy is a halacha sefer. The Kolboy brings down Rabbi Shua ben Levi, his episode when he wanted to see what's happening in the, what's it called, the netherworld, right? Once he is happening in the other world. So the whole fine, I mean, I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but you look over here. Halacha Yeshua v'chipes began Eden. He went to look, okay, let me see what Gan Eden looks like. And what's about Zayin Batin, the Gan Eden, he finds seven homes in Gan Eden. Rechol Baish, Baish, Neymar, Sariboy, Milin, Boer, Rechav, huge homes in Gan Eden. And the first Baish are connected to Pesach, Rishon, Gan Eden, and the Gerim, Yisrael, and etc., etc. And the second Baish has Benuyah, Mikesev, Kosei, Arazin, made out of silver, and a Baal HaTshuva sitting there, and Menashe, Ben Chizkiyo, Mamun Aleihem, who knew that? And I thought he was in Gehenna. No, Menashe, the son of Chizkiyo HaMelech, right? Menashe, the one who...
We hold that he did Tshuva.
Well, that's what this Medrash seems to say. Menashe, he's in charge of the Baal HaTshuva area of Gan Eden. Gan Eden is very specific. There's the Baal HaTshuva area, there's the Gerim area, what? Habayis HaShlishi, the third one, that sounds like a good one. That's Benuyim Yikesev Azov, and Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov are there, and the Klal Yisrael that came out of Mitzrayim, and Dora Midbar, and Bnei HaMelech, besides Avshalom, and David, and Shleim, and Kilav, and everybody there, etc., etc. That's the third home. Bayis HaRavi, that's Adam Arishan, Tzadikim, Gemurim, Nemonim, etc., etc. He describes the entire, what the entire Gan Eden looks like. And then the Gemara says, the Medrash says, number 5a, Va'id Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Bikashti Limda Gehenna. I want to see now what Gehenna looks like. Well, what's the other one? V'lirai Sa'isai, V'lai Nasan Lirashus. Didn't give me permission. V'shum Tzadikim La'yiru Gehenna. Told me, I'm sorry, you're not invited, you can't even peek in. Shalachti La'isa Malach, Shashmai Kaimam, Shivtach Li Gehenna Kulai, La'yachal. I arranged some Malach, and they don't come in. And said, sorry, it's not for you. So sure enough, Yom Echad Amarati, V'kibaltim Kinur HaMalach, I was standing together with some angel, V'holachim Yehoyer, and the light went with me, I don't know what these things mean, Atshabosi L'Sharei Gehenem. He came to the gates of Gehenem, V'hem Psuchim, and they opened, V'Roshoyim Shoyosham Goes Or, and the Roshoyim they were there, they saw the light, V'Samgwen they were happy, and they said, oh, this light will take us out. And he goes and explains at length, literally the burning and the burning again, and they're frying them and then they're hanging them, and then they're cold down already and they're burning again. And he says, one of the people that's there, Avshalom, but he doesn't get touched. Why? Because he's son of David HaMelech, and David says, Bini, 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 Avshalom, Bini, Bini, Avshalom, Bini, and therefore he doesn't get touched. But literally, he has a whole description of losing your own time, own description of what Gan Eden looks like, what Gehenna looks like. Then he writes, look at the end. Omar Rabbi Shua, the third line from the end, second line from the end, Kishorisi Kol Eile, when I saw all this in Gehenna, Chazati LeGan Eden, V'Kosafti HaDvarim, V'Shalachti HaSan, L'Rebbe Gamliel, U'Lezikne Yisrael. Now, this Rebbe Gamliel must be Rebbe Gamliel, the son of Rebbe, right? It must be him, because he lived in his time. So it must be sent to Rebbe Gamliel, V'Oidatim Kol Shemarish, V'Ganeinu V'Ganeinu, Hamokim B'Racham, V'Yaslim V'Yidinish Gehenna, V'Yidin Chelem Abayim, Tzadikim V'Chidim, Amen. Bottom line, this is our description of Gan Eden and of, what they say, description of heaven and hell, right? You got both ends over here, and it's described by none other than Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The next time you hear a statement from Shua ben Levi, take a little bit more seriousness. He's the man that went to the other side and told us back what happened over here. Okay, now, the next Gemara, not just Gehenna and Gan Eden, next Gemara again. With the mysticism, all that. One more thing. Again, describe Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Another fascinating Gemara. But now that we know who Rabbi Shua ben Levi is, it fits right in. Famous Gemara, number 6. Amar Rabbi Alexandri. Says Rabbi Alexandri. Gemara Sanhedrin. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Rami. Rabbi Shua ben Levi threw one pasuk to the other. Shivat says in one pasuk, Be'ita. What's Be'ita? In its right time. Mashiach will come, Be'ita. In its right time. Uksiv, the other pasuk says, Achishana. Achishana means HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will hurry it. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? Either he comes in his right time, or he comes hurried. When does Mashiach come? So the Gemara says, Zochu, famous Gemara, Zochu, Achishana. If you merit Klal Yisrael is worthy, Achishana, he brings it quickly. Lo Zochu, but if not, Be'ita, then it's the right time. Omer Rebbe Alexandri says, different thing. Rebbe Shuv ben Levi Romer, Rebbe Shuv ben Levi through two Pesukim. Ksiv, it says, Varu Om Anano Shmaya Kabar Enosh Ato. In other words, one place it says, Ksiv Oni Berachav Al Chamor. One it says that Mashiach will come as a poor man on a donkey, and the other Pesuk says he comes like the clouds of the heaven. Again, the same thing. Zochu Im Anano Shmaya, if you marry it, he comes on the clouds of heaven. So Rabbi Shuv ben Levi says, you know, about Mashiach, by the way, it's one of the earliest Mekoros we find to the concept of Mashiach. Now, you don't find it much in the Mishnah, right? Clearly not in Chumash, right? Clearly not in Torah, not in the Novi. It always speaks about the great day, but about the concept of Mashiach and all that, we find it in the Gemara. From the earliest ones is Rabbi Shuv ben Levi. Rabbi Shuv ben Levi is right after the Chassimus and Mishnah, it's from the Tanoim. Okay. Says the Gemara like this, number six, the second paragraph, the fourth line. Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, Ashkech le Eliyahu. Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, another time, meets Eliyahu Novi. They have a kaima that he's standing, Apischa de Marosa, the Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Again, always Rabbi Shuv ben Levi with Eliyahu Novi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the three of them together. It's like a, you know, it's like a good team.
He's a Meron now.
What? He's a Meron. Amalei, so he tells him, Asina. La Alma Dasi, Shuv ben Levi says, am I going to enter the next world? Olam Haba. Amaleis, he tells him, Im Yirtze Adon Azeh, if this master agrees. So who is this master? Not Moshe Ben Yochai.
Who's asking who? Shuv ben Levi is asking Eliyahu Novi.
Correct.
So who?
And he says, if the master agrees, who is the master? Yeah. Amar Shuv ben Levi, says Shuv ben Levi, Shnayim Roisi. I saw two people, myself and Eliyahu Novi, because Shleisha Shemati. But I heard three voices. Meaning, I heard a Kishmoku's voice. Because that's what Shuv ben Levi says. If he wants. But I didn't see him. So, okay, he has this vision of a Kishmoku. And he tells him, okay, if God wants, you'll come and tell him about. Now listen to the famous one. Amalei asks him, Eimas Osi Mashiach. When is Mashiach going to come? Amalei. So the voice tells, and I think Eliyahu Novi tells him, probably, Zil Shaila Lididei. What are you asking yourself? Beheche Yosef. Where is Eliyahu Novi sitting? Where's Mashiach sitting? So he tells him, Apischa de Roimi. He's sitting on the gates of Rome. And the Mashal says, when you're in Apischa de Roimi, because that's in the middle of the Gashmias, and the middle of all the Tzaras, and that's where Mashiach is going to be waiting. Umay Simone, how am I going to recognize who he is? So he says, Yosef Beine Aniya. Mashiach is sitting between the poor people who are suffering from sicknesses, lepers. He's sitting amongst the lepers. And all the lepers are there, and they take off all the bandages in one, and then they put them all back in one. But he's taking off one, and then puts a new bandage on one. Then takes off the other one, puts a new bandage on the other one. Third one, puts a new bandage on the third one. So the Mashal explains, because Eliyahu Novi, right, the two explanations. One explanation is, because Eliyahu Novi can't take them all off, Rashi says, can't take them all off in one shot, because then he has to come, then he has to quickly put on his bandage, doesn't have time. So he's always ready to come, that's the concept. He takes up one, because he, in case he has to come, he only has to put on one bandage, he's always ready on a moment's notice. The other concept is, maybe, that, you know, you finish with one tzarah, you take care of it, and there's another tzarah, take care of it. Third tzar, there's always going to be some other chayli that we're busy taking off, putting back on. And that's when Mashiach is right. In other words, you know, it doesn't all have to hit us in one shot. You can have one disaster, take care of it, and they can come now, write another one, but it's always continuous, and Mashiach is right there around the corner. Okay. So Rashi says, Gemara says, Alma Dilma Be'ino Delo Yaakov. Okay, that's why he takes them off one at a time. Azal Legabeis, he comes to Mashiach. He tells him, Shalom Alecha, Rabbi Meiri. Greetings to you, my master, my teacher.
Who's talking to
Yeshua ben Levi is talking to Mashiach. Amalei, Shalom Alecha Ba Levi. Welcome to you, son of Levi, son of Levite. In other words, Yeshua ben Levi. Amalei, Ve'emas Asima. When are you coming? Amalei tells him, Hayoim, today. Masa gave it to else. He was all happy. So he went back to Leon Navi. Amalei, my Amalek, what did he tell you? Amalei, Shalom Alecha Ba Levi. So he said, Amalei, he tells him, Iftach Lecho Lavuch La'amadasi. So, I guess he promised you, he calls you Ba Levoi, not the son of Levi, but maybe means Levoi, the one that accompanies, exactly. So you'll accompany me, or I'll accompany you into Olam Haba. He promised you, you and your father, you're going to get into Olam Haba. Don't worry about it. So, Yeshua Levi, not the bashful one, turned to Leon Novi, so I'm late, Shikurik HaShakabi, he lied to me. Domli Ayem Masina, but I also... He told me he's coming today. He didn't show up. Amalei, so Leon Novi tells him, Machi Amalek, this is what he tells you. Hayoim in Bekailus Yishmol. He's ready to come today if you listen to him. If you listen to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Moshiach is ready to come at any time. That's the only mention we have in Shas, really, about Moshiach being a physical person, coming, and things like that. The story with none other than Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who was, you know, he was... the Gadol Hadar. Eliyahu Navi calls him Gadol Hadar in the time of Rabbi Chanina, right after the death of Patira of Rebbe. This is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi straddling between Olam Hafuch, Olam Ha, this world, that world, Gan Eden, Olam Haba, Mashiach, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Eliyahu Navi, all together in the same figure, the same person of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Two more things we want to discuss: the death of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and what happened at the end, and then the last thing from the newspaper, the Ma'ariv newspaper, which is a fascinating thing by itself. So number 7, the Gemara said like this: Machis Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan makes an announcement. Hizaru mizvube again. Rabbi Yochanan, next generation. Hizaru mizvube shel bali rosan. You got to be careful. Even just the flies, bali rosan, are these lepers. They have all types of contagious diseases. You got to be very careful. Why? Because contagious is dangerous. Reb Zera la v'yosef bezike. Reb Zera would not sit, you know, in their, what's bezike? Yeah, maybe in the area. Rabbi Lazar la'ayel ba'ale. Rabbi Lazar would not go in the tents of these lepers. Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi la'vachli mi'bei da'im abuo. They wouldn't even eat within the shadow of these lepers. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi michach buhu v'asi gotayim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi didn't care. You know, he's above all these type of things. He michach buhu. He was able to go amongst them v'asi gotayim. He said, learn Torah with them. Amri said, Ayelas Ahavim v'yalas chen. Torah is Ayelas Ahavim and Yalas chen. It gives chen to a person. Im chen mala lomdeo agune le'magna. You want to tell me if it gives chen to people, it's not going to protect? Torah protects a person. Torah is megnu matzli. I don't care. I'm going to, by the way, the stories about the Gedolim. Remember when people had malaria and all types of diseases and nobody wanted to get near them, you know, typhus, nobody would get near them, and the Rosh Hashiv would go and learn with the Bach and take care of him, and he said, Torah is Magnu Matzli, similar to what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi did back then. Okay, so Kiyav HaShachit, when it was his time to die, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amalei LaMalach HaMavis, so they told the Malach HaMavis, Zil Ovid Lehu Usein, go do what you have to do, you gotta take Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So Azo is Chazalei, so he appears to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amalei, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi tells him, Achvelei Duchtoi, don't take me yet. First show me where am I going. Show me my place. Amalei, he tells him, L'chaye, you're going to go to Olam Haba, Gan Eden, you're in a good place. Amalei, he said, okay, Havli Sakinech, give me your knife. Dilma Mevas is Libuto, because I'm afraid you're going to get me on the way. Let's go together to my place, but give me a knife along the way. So sure enough, the Malach HaMavis was in the control of Yeshua ben Levi. Yavon Ale, he gave it to him. When he got to Olam Haba, Gan Eden, again, I know what these things mean. Dalia Kamachvele, he saw, I don't know, Dalia Kamachvele, I think he picked him up, the Malach HaMavis picked him up, Shava, because he wanted to see it. So he picked him up, he wanted to look over the fence, I guess, to Olam Haba, Gan Eden. So he picked him up, Shava, he jumped, Nafalahu Gisa. So Yeshua ben Levi jumped into the other side, holding on to the knife of the Malach HaMavis. That's what some say. But basically, he jumped into Gan Eden alive. Nakay Bekalna Deglimei. See, he holds on to the coat of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. The Malach HaMavos holds on to the coat of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Again, all these things obviously have different meanings, but this is what the Gemara says. Amalei, Bishuah said the Lasina. I'm making a shvua. I'm not going back to you. Sorry, I'm not going back to this world. I'm staying right over here. Shuv Levi made that shvua. Omer Kutchubrich, the Kutchbok had to get involved. The problem over here, you can't get him out, can't get him in. So Kutchbok said, Iashil Ashvuasa Nahadel. Eloi Nahadel. I cannot take him back because he made a shvua. So unless he goes back in the shvua, he's shoyel on the shvua, I can't let him go back. So ain't going back because he's not shoyel on the shvua. He's staying right here. Amalei, so the Malach HaMavos tells him, how many seconds? Please give me back my knife. He didn't want to give it back to him. Nafka Baskal of Amalei, so heaven voice came out and said, Hav Na'alei, Dimitboy Lebris, Lebrayosa. He needs it. That's his panosa. He needs, gotta give him back his knife. Machis, anyways, he gave back a knife. He stayed on the other side. Machis Eliyahu Kamei. Eliyahu made an announcement. Eliyahu Novi was his buddy. Right? Again, Eliyahu Novi straddled between both worlds. And he says, Panu Mokum Lebalevoy, Panu Bokum Lebalevoy. Make place for Balevoy, make place for Balevoy. If Shum Levi is coming into Gan Eden, make place for him. 7a. Sure enough, who's the first person that he meets? Azal Ashkechel, Reb Shimon Vayachai. He meets his Reb Shimon Vayachai, that a Yosef Atlas also, Tachte Kepiza. He sees Reb Shimon Vayachai sitting on 12 types of, pillows, or 12 types of, levels, cushions, Reb Shimon Vayachai. Amalei, so he tells him, Reb Shimon Vayachai tells him, Atu Balevoy, at last we meet, right? Maybe you didn't want to see him beforehand. So at last we meet, Atu Balevoy, you, funny, from all the people he meets, Reb Shimon Vayachai. That's what I'm saying. There's a connection. Reb Shimon ben Levi and Eliyahu Novi, Shimon Vayachai. Gemara says it. At the end of life, when he meets, goes to Gan Eden, says, Atu Balevoy.
Have we reports back from Gan Eden? No one's coming back. How do we know that?
Came back. I don't know. On Malay, so he tells him, Hey, yeah, I'm Balevoy. So he asks him, Nires the Kesh of Yomecha? He says, Om Lehein. He said, Im Kane, Yatu Balevoy. Then you're not Balevoy. Because if the rainbow was seen in your generation, you're not it. Gemara says, no, v'loyi, it really wasn't seen in his entire generation. Yulavimidi, elasov v'loyachzik tibus nafshei. He was so humble, he didn't want to take any credit for himself, and therefore, he said, it was not seen in my generation. Okay, that's the end of the story. How Reb Shimon ben Levi jumped into Gan Eden. Only one we find is from all the Tanoim, everything like that. Yeah, we hear still, remember, we should learn the death about Rebbe Eliezer, and the death of Rebbe Kiva, and the fire engulfing.
They didn't want to get in.
This one I've never seen.
He was
anyway straddling those worlds. In his lifetime, he went there and he went back, and he's seen it. You know, that's...
This is what bothers me.
What bothers you? What does it mean? I don't know, Alan.
Yeah,
like,
who's writing
this? That's what Stewie wants to know.
These members of Rabbi Yochum just said this.
These are members of Yochum. Listen, how did they know it? They came back and told him in a dream. I don't know all these things. I mean, is that... You know, what exactly it means, I don't know. I know what I mean. You want to come away to places, I can look over the fence and look what it means? Obviously, you know, we don't know what that means. But all I'm showing from here is, you want to know, we have to walk away from the shir and know, okay, Reb Shimon ben Levi, elite by itself. It's not just another Tana.
Exactly. Nobody wrote about anybody else.
Exactly. So that's...
We had Tanayim. We had the four Tanayim, the three Tanayim went upstairs to see what's going on. One went crazy, one went
Correct. Nicholas Lepadis.
And he goes inside like he has no problem.
Back and forth.
No problem.
Back and forth. Exactly.
The Gemara writes about no one might.
No, exactly. Nobody. Yeah, Shimon Bar Yochai, similar.
Right.
Shimon Bar Yochai also, this whole death, we saw the Zoya, things like that. Similar, and the Gemara meets them up together. They're always with each other. Now, look at the end of the story. That's what I wanted to bring it out because it'll be relevant.
If I may, Rabbi, Shimon Bar Yochai was for the Tanayim. They needed a figure like that as
correct,
well.
Correct. And but Reb Shimon ben Levi is 100 years later.
He was in their league.
Correct. But Reb Shimon ben Levi is 100 years later, and the Gemara puts a similarity.
They built up their generation much the same way.
Right. So says let's just finish the last part. So Bechanina bar Papa Shushbina Have. So Bechanina bar Papa was a neighbor. Remember you say by Bechanina bar Papa Rami Papa. That's Bechanina bar Papa was a Shushbina Have.
It's a fourth generation.
Yeah, that number had that fits exactly. Okay, he was a neighbor. Maybe he lived in his neighborhood. Years later, Ki Have Kon Nichanase when his time was to die. Amalei Lamach Mava Zilav Adevu Say Ozlik Abed Ischa. Same story. Amalei told him Shafke Talte Yamin Adin Hada Talmudoy. He said, you can take me 30 days until I chazer everything that I need to chazer. I can't come in until I know all my stuff. Da'amri, because they said, Ashrei mi shebolekan v'talmudei biyodei. Again, the same statement of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Shafkei, let him alone. L'vosat ha'diyomi, after 30 days, ozis chazalei, amalei, ach v'li duchtoi shom my place, amalei l'chayit, it's an oilem abo. Amalei, havli sakinech, same thing. It doesn't mean, by the way, they lived the same time. He lived in his neighborhood, they knew about it, the story was a known story, obviously. Because 3 generations later, they're still talking about the story. So this Rabbi Chanina bar Papa has the same thing and says, tells the Malach Mavis, give me your knife. Dilma Vasilei Bultu, because the same story. You want to do to me what you did to what your friend did to me? In other words, I'm not falling for this one. So Amalei, she tells him, I see Sefer Torah v'chazi. Me can meet the cause of Eid Loi Kam Yamte. Take a Sefer Torah and see if there's anything that did not fulfill. So he tells him, Malach Mavis tells him, no. Amalei, mi kachas v'bali rosson. The ask Mateo, did you take care of the lepers like Rabbi Shimon ben Levi did? Another Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, as much as he was a tzaddik and as much as he was a mystical person and in that world, but he went down and dirty with the lepers. He went down with them and he took care of them. You know what I mean? That you did not do. So that Gemara says, now that put him above everybody else. Besides the fact that he was this mystical Elion Navi, but he was there with the Amcha, with the regular people, with the Bali Vata, nobody wanted to care that we look at them. He had no problem with that. That's who Rabbi Shua ben Levi was. As a postscript, this is an interesting story. In number 8 on the sheet, in the year 2009, there was a fellow called Mitch Pilzer. This is from the newspaper article. He was digging in his place in Tzipori. He wanted to add a room to his Tzimmerim. You know what Tzimmerim is? They're like hostels over there. What was that?
Bungalows.
Yeah. Bungalows where they, for tourists, the Galil, very popular. Galil is very popular in the summer and in Benazmanim.
The country
is packed with people. See, he wanted to expand his Tzimmerim. And he's digging over there in the Tzimmerim, and sure enough, he comes across a concrete slab, and on it it's written like a cave, and it says, Al Pesach Ha'Mo'oro Nimtus HaToyvet Shetugma Maramit. Translated from Aramaic, Zuk Furosoi Shal Rabbi Shua Ben Levi HaKapar. This is the grave of Rabbi Shua Ben Levi HaKapar. Right? That's what's written over there. He's all excited. Mitch Pilcher is all excited. He said, wow, now I know. I have so much luck over here. The holy mystical Tana is buried over here. Furosoi Shal Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. Written in Aramaic. This is a picture, by the way. I didn't find it, as one says, in the mind you see a little bit more clearer, but it's actually a picture with the inscription, the entrance to the Ma'ara, the Shul Bnei burial place. So right away it becomes a big pilgrimage and everything like that, and then they went to ask, you know, the different organizations, is this the right one, is not the right one? So some wanted to say, well, it's not the right one. For one, it's a very simple grave, and we know Shul Bnei was a very wealthy person, that's number 8 in the sheet, the Priya Rava, also the Dreimer, is Kabbalah of Shul Bnei. Rebchia Rava means Rebchia, I think the great Rebchia. I mean the Rebchia, the time of Rebbe, right? He went to the south and he went to the Shuma Levi. He gave him a regular meal, 24 cooked items. Amalei b'Shabbat matan avi. What are you serving on Shabbos? Amalei, I'm not kafinu. Shabbos we give double, 48. You know your wife serves 5 dishes on Shabbos, 48 dishes on Shabbos. He obviously had no problem. He's a wealthy person. He said, wealthy person, he has such a simple grave. Can't be him. Others say, Shua ben Levi, why does it say Zuk v'rosoi shereb Shua ben Levi hakapar? Hakapar means either kapar is when you harvest like flowers. It's really it's a trade. You take like flowers, you make besomim out of it. So some want to say this Rebbe Shua ben Levi hakapar. It's to differentiate between the real Rebbe Shua ben Levi and this is only Rebbe Shua ben Levi hakapar. It was a tradesman, fine person. An Amur by all means, right? No doubt it was Amur. The Shul Levi Hakapar is not the Shul Levi. Because that's what they write Hakapar, the tradesman, as opposed to Rabbi Shul Levi, the real time of Shul Levi. Therefore, it cannot be him. Others said.
Is he mentioned anywhere else? Hakapar?
No. It would be a regular person, Shul Levi Hakapar. Others say, no, this really is a Shul Levi. The Shul Levi learned by Bar Kapara in the south. Bakapara had his yeshiva in Lud, in the Darom, and therefore they called him Shul Levi Hakapar, the Talmud of Bakapara. But, you know, the Gemara doesn't call him Shul Levi Hakapar, so it's doubtful. Yet others want to say, what do you mean? Shul Levi but never died, because he never had a burial place, because he just jumped into Gan Eden. So therefore, it cannot be him anyway. So this is the machlek is back and forth. You want to look over here in my Rig newspaper? Mitch Pilzer, Ma'ish of Tzipori Shem Galil, Avad Bechatzel Beto Lekrat B'niyat Tzimel, who looked tipai, didn't expect, nimsoh sham milvad avanim, besides stones, davar ma chashuv. Kishitchil lachpo, when he started to dig, motza pesach limoras kvura, v'aleha ketovet, shasui la'ik, kimi shashachen mitach lebeto, v'meshach kol shnot b'grav, the one who's lying underneath his house all the time that he's living there, is Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Sadik mitkufas hatanoim. Is the Ma'ariv correct? Mitkufas hatanoim, amoim, not clear. But anyway, they're pretty good. Anyway, he was convinced it was it. And he says, now I know why I came to this place in the middle of nowhere and I opened up a business and I'm so successful because of great Sadik. Anyway, now there's already big blue thing, blue dome over there, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, people are going there, thousands of people go a week.
Now
you know how the legend is born. Whether it's some Shua ben Levi's cavern or not, I don't know, but that's a beauty.
Yeah, but Bayan Rava there.
But that's a beauty.
Bayan Rava's right next to it, and what's the odds that they actually were buried, they died in four generations inside, and then were brought back there to Israel? But nobody else is coming back.
Oh, Rabbi Rabbi, you want to know? Well, how did they get there? I don't know. But whether the Shuv Levi or not, I don't know. But the beauty is next to so you can dig.
Okay.
Definitely somebody from the Tam Damoron, clearly. Whether the Shuv Levi or some other person, the Shuv Levi Kapper.
You got the right spot there?
Right? Tzipori? Oh, yeah, no, he was really in Tzipori. Maybe end up in Tzipori. It could be. He started in Lod and up in Tzipori. It's not clear.
All of them buried in that area.
In that area, in the Galilee. Even though he came from Lod, but it could be that he was up there. Not clear, but that's a beauty in itself. Wherever you go, every stone, you go there, you'll notice it. You go with that perspective, by the way. You go there, so, you know, we were in Yeshiva, you went to Israel. It's nice, beautiful, good place to learn, happening place, wonderful. But now you're older, and you have kids, and you go to Israel, and you realize every stone is something else. And this is the place where the Nevi'im stood, and this is the place where Shmuel and Chama, and this is the Shamron, and this is the stone of Ein, Amorim, Tanoim, and you dig long enough, you'll find something. It's amazing. Story over here, right over here, Shua ben Levi. Don't know which one it is, but definitely somebody. And he was buried over there. Amazing. 2,000 years ago, when the rest of the world, you think about it, the rest of the Western world that we know today, 2,000 years ago, time this kever, Shua ben Levi, was running around, barbarians and Germany and Rome, America didn't exist. It was nothing. We had a whole civilization of Shua ben Levi, whether this one or not, fascinating by itself. I think it's interesting to know. That's our Rabbi Shua ben Levi, at least. We know something about Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Next week, I want to start, very important, about Tekufas Bavel. The Amoraim Bavel, that's fascinating by its own thing. And that's really the shift. It's starting to shift. Though there's plenty still left in there, so. But the shift going to Bavel, we'll do that next week.